you can also get up to date about the news coming from the Basque conflict on our Facebook page. That's facebook.com/BasqueInfo. First go for our news, the main news of the last 7 days. And then today, in the second half of the program, we'll take it easy and we'll be listening to some very good music from the Basque Country. So stay tuned for the next 20 minutes. This is Basque Info.
Esos son los imprescindibles.
Fela FM 103.2. Basque News, a summary of the last 7 days from the Basque struggle. Fela FM 103.2.
Massive transfer of Basque political prisoners.
73 Basque political prisoners, 11% of the total number, have been transferred to other jails over the past few weeks. 714 Basque political prisoners are jailed in 85 prisons across France and Spain, whose families have to travel hundreds of miles to visit them. The massive transfers have caused concern amongst relatives and their association, Etxerat, who has once again criticised the Spanish government prison policy. According to Etxerat, this is a permanent policy of blackmail against the prisoners, which is trying to isolate and break them. Three particular prisons have been branded laboratory prisons by the media, but the relatives say the entire government's prison policy is a laboratory of repression. Last week, Nahia Aguado, a young female political prisoner, denounced she had received psychological pressures from prison guards to sign a statement of remorse. She was threatened of being transferred to a jail much further from her family if she didn't sign. Once the prisoners are beaten during the prison transfers, their relatives don't know where they are for weeks. Their belongings are stolen, they lose visits and phone calls. Etxerat said they will continue mobilising and meeting social and political organisations to stop these attacks until their relatives' rights are respected. Basque prisoners in 14 jails in France and Spain will start protests this month. In this way, they will take over the protest campaign initiated in January by the whole Basque Political Prisoners Collective, in favour of their basic rights and political status. They will lock themselves in their cells, they will organise picket lines, they will refuse any communication and they will disobey prison rules. Last Saturday, 170 people from the Guipúzcoa province went to show their solidarity to prisoners in Herrera de la Mancha jail near Madrid. On Sunday, five buses full of supporters from the town of Bergara went to another Spanish jail to demand the release of their former 75-year-old mayor. Also, solidarity days were organised in four different towns with hundreds of people in attendance. One political prisoner's friend suffered a road accident on their way to visit her. They had to be taken to the hospital and the car was completely destroyed.
Trade union promotes the creation of the Basque state through democratic confrontation.
Around 1,500 people took part in a public meeting organised by Basque pro-independence trade union LEAB in Iruña, Pamplona last Saturday. The union's general secretary Anua Echiad told the audience that there is a need to build a pro-independence movement which will promote the creation of an independent Basque state through the democratic confrontation and without any kind of external interference or violence. The event titled Let's Decide from Today became a platform to launch LEAB's proposals in the coming years. Echiad said, "We have to dispute the power of the state and the capital by joining forces. At the same time, we have to overcome the limits imposed by promoting the change needed and demanded by our country. We demand that the Basque people's will is respected." Echiad also said that the crisis has proved the need for a new political and economic model. We went on to say, "We need to build a Basque state to change the socio-economic model." Videos about repression, solidarity with the prisoners and denouncing the disappearance and murder of John Antha have also screened. There, a representative of the Greek trade union, PALM, addressed the crowd. He encouraged Europe to stand up and rebel. The audience stood up to cheer him and chant, "The fight is the only way." Slogans in favour of Palestine were also shouted.
Lack of investigation into John Antha's disappearance.
Basque former prisoner and ETA volunteer John Antha went missing on April 2010. He was finally found in a morgue in the French city of Toulouse. The Basque pro-independence movement denounced he had been kidnapped and killed by the Spanish police. Last week, the French prosecutor finally admitted that there was never a proper investigation into the case after he was found on the street, semi-unconscious, and later he died in hospital just a few weeks after he went missing. Despite the campaign launched by his friends and relatives, it apparently took 11 months to identify him. According to Antha's relatives, this is just another evidence to confirm their suspicions of Spanish police involvement in his disappearance. Last week, the Spanish unionist parties in the Basque Autonomous Region Parliament refused a motion represented by nationalist parties to express their concern about the strange disappearance of John Antha and to demand an independent investigation.
Those were the main news we prepared here for you over the past 7 days from the Basque conflict.
Basque Info, Bell FM 103.2, Belfastia, and near 90.3 FM, Ballyclea.
An evening with Brian Kennedy and his band at the Waterfront Belfast on Thursday the 17th of June. For more than 20 years, Brian has captured audiences with a voice to charm the angels. Don't miss the magic of Brian Kennedy live. Tickets on sale from the Waterfront box office and Ticketmaster outlets. Credit card bookings on 02890-334455. Book online at waterfront.co.uk and wonderlandpromotions.co.uk.
Tuned into the community. This is Fela FM 103.2.
El pensamiento marxista.
Unfinished revolution.
Basque Info, the Basque Conflict Report on Fail FM 103.2 Belfast and near 90.3 FM Dublin.
Welcome back to Basque Info, and now for the next 15 minutes or so, we'll be listening to some good Basque songwriters, and we'll start by one of our favorites, Ruper Ordorica. He's been in the Basque scene for the past 40 years or so, and is still one of the main songwriters in the Basque country. We just got news this week about a new documentary which is going to be launched over the next few weeks about Basque political deportee Alfonso Echegaray and his girlfriend Christiane Echaluz. Both have been living in the tiny island, African island of Sao Tome. They've been deported there. Well, Alfonso was deported by the French state 25 years ago, and the new documentary on his life and on his partner's life is going to be launched soon, and we hope to have it in Ireland over the next months. But in the meantime, we have this song that was picked by the director, Josu Martinez. He thought this song by Ruper Ordorica from his last album represents very well the story he's telling on this documentary, and it's called Urrun Urrun, which means far, far. He says that when he played this song for Christiane Echaluz, for Alfonso Echegaray's partner, she started to cry, and that means a lot, obviously, for them. So here we go with this track from the last album of Ruper Ordorica, and it's called Urrun Urrun.
This how we get it down here. Where we at?
Ohio.
Let's go.
I got the flow like pop. I got the weight.
Iotzeko lagun Ola deitzen ninduzuna Iotzeko lagun Munda orain Lengo berbago xua Oi hartzun da egun Iotzeko lagun Santa poliki poliki saratu zinen asturaren auzunetan erdiko bidea errekaldeko arabola ere orain urrun dira zugabe Iotzeko lagun Ola deitzen ninduzuna Iotzeko lagun Nunda orain Lengo berbago xua Oi hartzun da egun Iotzeko lagun aurretik goize pasatzen naizelari atea ez duzu zabali ero eta urrunao ero eta jikiago ohuan dena bakanago bihotzeko lagun, hola deitzen ninduzun. Bihotzeko lagun, nunda orain, lengo berba goxua, oi hartzun da egun. Bihotzeko lagun,
that was Rupert Ordorica with that song Urrun Urrun Far Far, and now we are going to listen to a newly launched album, and this is from Xavi San Sebastian. He has been also in the Basque scene for a long time, playing different instruments, and now this is the first time he is launching his own album. He is singing himself, and this song is called Atzonaiz. I'm yesterday.
Day of my eye, daro maroro. To the day of my eye, arritzeko ata. Suaren noro bana. I'm
You're listening to Basque Info here on Fel FM 103.2 Belfast and near 90.3 FM Dublin. And that was Xavi San Sebastian, a new songwriter in the Basque country, although a veteran musician. And now we are going back to another very veteran musician, probably one of the two or three best songwriters in the Basque country and hugely renowned in the Basque country. That's Benito Lertxundi, and we picked a song from his last album, and the song is called Cantus, singing. Here we go. This is Benito Lertxundi.
Cantus sortu naiz eta cantus nahi bizi, cantus igortzen ditut nik penak iesi. Kantuz izan dudanean zerbait irabazi, kantuz gustora ditut guziak irazi. Kantuz ni bezelakoa iltzia du merezi. Kantuz pasatu ditut gau eta egunak, kantuz izan dirade arduraen lanak. Kantuz bildu izan ditut aldeko lagunak, kantuz eman daiteke obra gabe famak. Kantuz hartuko alnau gure lur amak. Kantuz eman izan dut askotan berria, kantuz gustatu izan zait erraitia egia. Kantuz egin ezkero mundurat sortzia, kantuz egin beharko dut ene ustez iltzia. Kantuz egin atzaizun bihotzian sartzia. Kantuz ehorz nezaten iltzen aizenian, kantuzen elagunek harturik airian. Kantuz hariko dira nilurrian sartzian, kantu frango utziko diotet mundian. Kantu egin dezaten nitaz oroitzian.
And that was Benito Lertxundi from the Basque Country, also a songwriter, very, very well-known songwriter. All of them, the three of them we already played, all of them singing in Basque, all of them very committed activists in favor of the Basque culture, obviously, and also committed pro-independence activists also, and you can see them performing at any pro-independence event. And finally, we are going to listen to Mikel Urdangarin, one of our favorites, also a huge boom in the mid-90s when Mikel Urdangarin came up on the scene. And this is obviously a very political song also, and it's a song dedicated to all of those political, social, cultural activists who had been tried in the Spanish Special Court over the past few years for their political work. And this is Mikel Urdangarin, and the song is called Zurekin, With You.
Zurekin egon nahi nuke ondartzako itzalean Marteko iturrietan sumendian azalean Maitasunaren kalean gauaren lehen portalean egotea delitu den audientzia nazionalean ez dakit joango zaren edo zatozen bueltan ametsak ondenak diren amez gaizto ondetan ez dakit joango zaren edo zatozen Zambultana ametsak ondenak diren Amez gaizto honetan Zurekin egin nahi nuke Mundu bat ondarralean Barrikada bat elizan Altare bat magalean Maitasunaren kalean Gauaren lehen portalean Egotea delitu den audientzi nazionalean Ez dakit joan gozaren Edo zatozen bueltan ametsak Gaizto honetan ez dakit joango zaren Edo zatozen bueltan ametsak kondenak diren Amez gaizto honetan Izan nahi nuke liburu bat apalean Korsario bat baineran Olatu bat kresalean Maitasunaren kalean Gauaren lehen portalean Egotea delitu den hau Audientzia nazionalean Gauaren lehen portalean Egotea delitu den Audientzia nazionalean Ez dakit joan gozaren Edo zatozen bueltan Ametsak ondenak diren Gaizto honetan ez dakit joan gozaren Edo zatozen bueltan ametsak kondenak diren Amez gaizto honetan
So Well, that was all from us here for this week on Basque Info, and we'll be back in 2 weeks' time. We won't be back next week, but we'll be back in 2 weeks with all the updates and news, analysis and interviews from the Basque conflict. Stay tuned on Fela FM 103.2 Belfast and near 90.3 FM Dublin, because next, after Basque Info, is the Fourth World War. And there's going to be an interview with John Herson from the Gaza TV News with the latest from the Gaza Freedom Flotilla crisis.